Second Chronicles 16. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa, king of Judah. So Asa withdrew the silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the royal palace. And he sent it with this message to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. Let there be a treaty between me and you, between my father and your father. See, I have sent you silver and gold. Now go and break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, conquering Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha learned of this, he stopped fortifying Ramah and abandoned his work. Then King Asa brought all the men of Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timbers Baasha had used for building. And with these materials he built up Geba and Mizpah. At that time Hanani the seer came to King Asa of Judah and told him, Because you have relied on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and Libyans a vast army with many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him. You have acted foolishly in this matter. From now on, therefore, you will be at war. Asa was angry with the seer, and became so enraged over this matter that he put the man in prison. And at the same time Asa oppressed some of the people. Now the rest of the acts of Asa, from beginning to end, are indeed written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady became increasingly severe. Yet even in his illness he did not seek the Lord, but only the physicians. So in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his fathers. And he was buried in the tomb that he had cut out for himself in the city of David. They laid him on a bier that was full of spices and various blended perfumes. Then they made a great fire in his honor.